It's nice, though. It's a nice view. Did we get the view?
That's
the impression I'm getting.
Look at me.
Thank you very much. Right, he'll get it in a minute. Okay, so I'll start then. Right, cheers.
Right, here we go then.
Cheers. Good to meet you. So what was your name?
Richard.
Ed, how are you doing? Hello, Boris Johnson. How are you doing? This is apparently the Boris Johnson of J-Whip.
This is Boris, Darkhead Boris.
He'll get it in a minute.
What does one want to say?
So, how long have you lived in J-Whip?
I don't live in J-Whip, I live in Claxton.
You live in Claxton. So why are you down here in the three J's?
Because best pub in Claxton, really. It's the best pub in Claxton.
What's so good about this pub?
David Crockett.
He needs to speak into the mic. Do you want me to put this there? So hold it here, right, okay, fine. Sorry about that. So what is so good about this particular pub?
David Crockett sings in here. It's got Madge Reed, very friendly
it's
people. Yeah.
Start with beautiful.
Very
what
friendly
I have
people.
To say? We're going to have a nice little beautiful roast dinners come Sunday from the 15th of October. So all come down and bless everyone, because everyone in this pub, even the bar staff, management as well as... Always smiling.
I saw it.
You've got entertainment, you've got loads of entertainment. Yeah. Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays, we got them all. Entertainment as in karaoke, come down here, bring your kids.
Kid friendly.
Benching, everything.
Best beach in, one of the best beaches down here in England.
As well as.
Is that better than Clacton Beach?
That is much better than Clacton Beach. Yes. J-Whip Beach is better than Clacton Beach. Yeah.
How's it better? How?
It's not as dirty.
Okay.
He's not as dirty.
True. Yeah.
But it hasn't got all the rides and all the stuff in Claxton.
No, but sometimes you just want to lay on the beach and have nice sand and just a lovely, do you know what I mean? Not all the screaming kids and all the holiday makers.
Do you have kids yourself?
Yeah, I've got three kids.
How old are they?
13, 6,
and 12. I will say this. Drink is drink. And Jamie.
That's the best drink in J-Whip.
Yeah, always clean their pipes here.
Oh yeah, never a rotten pint here. Never a bad pint.
Never.
Okay.
Always full up. All the bowl stars full up. Everything stuff. All the drinks full up. And making a mint here.
Yeah.
So
is the new management here, which is advertised outside, considerably better and more generous than the old management?
Yes. Absolutely, 100%.
But you have to say that, though.
No,
or slap.
No, look at the
brewery
you were here before. The person was here before. Closed it down in 4 months.
4 months.
People here, absolutely fantastic. Turn it around.
All the people was devastated around here.
As I will say again, come again on the 15th of October.
So, how old do you say your kids were? How old were your kids?
13, 12.
So they're at school in J-Whip?
No, they live in London.
Oh, they live in London? Yeah. Okay.
I've only been down here 2 years.
2 years? Yeah. Okay. And where were you from before there?
Enfield.
Oh, North. So what brought you down here?
Basically, I've got a family down here. I work, really. I had a few jobs down here. I come down here to work. I just liked it down here, to be honest. From the divots to London.
And I believe...
Yeah, it's all changed in London now, and I just like it better down here. I've got the sea 2 seconds away.
How has it changed in London that you wanted to leave?
Just everything. I couldn't go work without getting a ticket for my van, like parking somewhere or driving down the wrong street, going 23 miles an hour in a 20 zone. I go to work, get £150 a day. I'm getting £100 tickets two, three times a day.
What did you do for work? What do you do?
Roofer.
Roofer. Yeah. And is there enough work down here? I know there's quite a few new houses being
built,
is it?
Not really. Not really a lot of work down here. Not in J-Week anyway.
But in Clacton?
Yeah, Clacton is. But in Jamie,
but do you so? But you you live in. So how, what made you hear about you live in Clacton? You must be working Clacton. So how did you get drawn to?
Nice people. Yeah, I was just get on with it, my man. It's different. It's different from London, as I say. It's more like I don't know.
In what way would you say it's better than London?
We've got to see from the start, 20 yards away. Okay. People have to travel. Like, I'll go to Spain with my parents. Like, my parents got a place in Spain. I'll go over there. But you have to get a plane there. Here, I'll just... It's nice. It's nice. It's a nice place for us. I didn't think, to be honest, I didn't think it was like all the stories you hear years ago. Like,
yeah, that's true. They say that there's a lot of stuff online about this being the sort of the most deprived area.
Yeah, deprived. That's what I thought. Yeah, but it's not. It's not.
Have you not noticed much about that?
I've seen more of the deprived areas around the corner from London.
We can only go as far as the sea. Can't go
no
further.
Otherwise,
we'll go to Spain.
Or
Holland. It all come out of London. Because it's
getting deprived now. I'm saying deprived. Everyone knows people, maybe.
But so much nationality.
Yeah.
Nationality there,
it's
unbelievable.
Everywhere
you don't care.
So do you think that having lots of nationalities makes it a less pleasant place to live?
Yeah.
How so?
Yeah.
How?
In London,
how does it make it less pleasant?
Well, because at the end of the day, it's kind of you're an animal kind of thing, aren't you?
Yes.
We're all animals, aren't we?
Yes.
Right. So You've got one little country. So that's why you're coming. Put them in that island. Put that island. So, you don't get no tigers or fucking whatever in this country, do you?
No.
Right, end of story.
So,
that's my point. I'm saying, don't have all the nationalities in one country, eh? Like the lions, the tigers, and the
fucking elephants. Don't matter. Yeah. And then
plain and simple.
And everyone can get along better.
Obviously. That's right.
So, what did you ask? What did you do? What do you do for? Are you a roofer?
I'm
or
a naturist.
Naturist.
Remember David Bellamy?
Yeah.
One species of bird and all that.
It's spot on, mate. So, yeah, we can't. Why do you? End story. You can't really have people here in certain countries in one. It doesn't matter.
What about English?
I told you, it's quite easy.
English people serving fish and chips. I don't know. That's crazy. What you get down here.
That's why it's you've got more, not being nasty. You've got more here in this country. Not all. I'm saying humans, all right, but it's fucking way on a good day. So you're going to be a racist person. You've got more here on a good day on this little country we've got.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
I told you, he's the entertainment of Jaywick.
Can't do it.
Well, it was Boris Johnson that took us out of the EU, of course.
Yeah,
it was
Boris Johnson that took us out of the EU.
And that's why you'll get so much violence, and everyone hates everyone in London. No matter. You can name as many nationalities you've got here in London. They all want to fight each other. Which they're going to.
Yeah.
As an animal. Because it's what you're. And that's what's going to happen. It ain't fucking rocket science, is it?
No, I there are certainly.
Totally agree, yeah, you might.
There's a sense that when you're with people like yourself, it feels more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
So why do you think that there's this insistence on stopping that, on always, for the last 50 or 60 years, as you say, of mixing them in?
Well, countries at the end of the day, which are obviously deprived and all that, and they want to come to a country like ours. But it's not the right way to go about it. It's the right way to go about it is to go to a different country and support that fucking country. Not the fucking pots about coming in.
No, fair enough. Do you have kids yourself? Do you have
Yes, I do, yes.
How old are they? They live around here?
32 and 27.
Are they living still around here?
Yeah.
So are you Jaywick born and bred sort of thing? Or are you from...
No, I'm from Hertfordshire.
Oh, you're from Hertfordshire as well?
Yeah, Hertfordshire.
So how long have you lived here?
About 20 years.
How has it changed?
Yeah, it's not changed. It's not really changed about it. Half of these people come from London down to here. Not being nasty, but hello. I'm not going to be racist thing again, hence. You know, nationalities, most of the white people, or whatever, not many. You know, I'm not going to be like that. But at the end of the day, I personally feel, that's me, you know, I don't give it wrong, but I don't know if you're red, black, orange, or whatever. But at the end of the day, people need to go to their own countries. I'm not sorry, I know you all say you're born and bred here because, hello, you're born here and you're English. Don't work like that. Because you are at your ancestors and all that, back in Africa, whatever, at India. If I went to Africa, my nationality is England, you know what I mean? That's English. So that's the way it is. You can go like that, don't matter. Don't be, racist against me or anything like that. That's the way it is.
So you would.
No, I'm 100% like that in respects of different cultures in their own little.
Yeah, that's what my grandfather used to say. He used to say, I like Indians as long as they're in India. That was his summary. Okay. So, what? So I should. So while I'm here, I should see the beach.
The beach is beautiful.
And anything else I should see?
Well, that's about it, really, isn't it? Good people, I suppose, nice people. I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for. Thank you for. Is your mate coming down?
What's that?
Is your mate coming down?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll say hello.
Oh yeah,
we'll
have that.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, no, he's young.
But I don't think that's. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on in London now, and they've got a lot of kids killing each other. You know what I mean? It's disgraceful, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, on buses. Yeah, on the news there.
Yes.
In London.
I've always seen
five. Got a young kid, 14 years of age. There's a bloke, a young bloke, 17, yeah. Done it. You know, what's this all about?
True. Suppose you had teddy boys and mods and rockers.
Back in the day,
stabbing each other.
Yeah.
You know,
it's always been there, isn't it?
Kids used to carry.
Throughout history, it's always
kids used to carry pen knives. My dad said when he was.
But at the end of the day.
It's been there throughout history.
Yes, but at the end of the day, we're all getting serious now with the police. They're getting one of no knives. It's a no knife thing, isn't it? In our policy.
That's why you should get five.
It means you get 5 years.
It's like they're not puppy dogs. This is puppy dog area. I come from London. This is a puppy dog area compared to where I come from.
Yeah, that's right.
Like this, they say about Jaywick. I walk through there any time of day, any time of night. No one's coming near me because they ain't. Because it's not like that. It's all myths. I've got out of London because that's how bad it is down now.
Yeah, it's like city. It's not like
city place.
Back in the day, people, I don't know.
Ow.
Well, we are English.
Ow.
And that's why you got a lot of people now. We're on the dole or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them, that can work. They can, we'll let them go. You've got all the influx coming in, as well as English people are going to think, well, what?
No, you can't.
Let them work. And the majority of them on the fucking rock and roll, won't
they?
And
the English have got nowhere to go, that's the thing. They've got nowhere to go. But the other people coming, not me.
I'm not being nasty, really. It's the way that it's down to the government. They should talk their fucking place out. It's quite fucking easy. Australia, you wouldn't have it in Australia, would you? Just come on, let's be honest.
No, they have a point system in Australia.
I don't care what they've got the fucking in Australia, but they're right. They say no. You've got Poland, what don't want none of these people in. Ain't happening.
Mm.
You know, bring him in, all that.
We have a Prime Minister who's not ethnically British, and they wouldn't tolerate that in Poland, the non-ethnically Polish.
This country's going to break. What's the one that ain't broke already, really? I suppose it has. You can't keep, I don't care how you are, the country can't keep spend, hanging out. The people like to us, whoever, you're going to put your taxes up the way everything's going up to pay. You know it all.
Yeah.
Hanging on to work out.
No, it's got, and it's, it makes it crowded and. It
as well as.
Tension.
My mum said it, the country will sink. So many people. But I'm telling you, that's the way it is, isn't it? But what are you going to do about it? The government can't do nothing about it.
Well, I think they probably could if they wanted to, they just don't.
Oh, there you go.
And they just sort of let it carry on.
So what does one have to do with that then? If the government don't want to do anything?
I think it's just a sort of a process that happens.
And you're talking about this day, hence why a lot of Londoners. Oh, there's two reasons why a lot of Londoners are coming down here. One of them is that, and the other reason is because of reasonably cheap places, because all the properties up there have gone up 20-fold or whatever. So you can buy a masonette for about, like, you know, 500,000. We can buy a bungalow down here at 250,000. Quite easy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a girl I was talking to earlier who was saying that her rent for a.
So you've got £250,000,
haven't you? £800 a month. A small flat. Mm. And that was somewhere around Clacton. Mm. So I was like, bloody hell. And that's a lot of money. And in London, it'd be like double more than that. I
mean, money's pocket, isn't it?
It's absolutely crazy. I don't.
You've got to live somewhere, haven't you? And if the person don't live, like to live where he lives in London, you've got to go, haven't you?
Mm. When you say you were a naturist, was that a euphemism for farmer?
Well, I used to be out there in the field.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Oh, fucking hell. Cattle.
Okay.
Because dad had a lot of Welsh thing, like, down, he had sheep and so. Okay, well, not as in night.
Is that more of a struggle now, the farming around here? It used to be more regulations and things.
It used to be years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Not now. No, you don't get that now. It's just nobody cares. I think everybody looks like another one, don't they? Well, I got so out of here though. Nobody cares two roots about anyone, don't they?
No, but I suppose that's when people are similar to each other, when they're one family, they care more.
There is that, but the English people, they're funny, they want back then. You know, at the end of the day, look at no one, don't give a shit about the rest. That's the attitude of the Englishman. And that's the way they are. They've always been like that for years. That's what you look. You know, I don't know, my generation, I was born in 1960. It was all fucking different. You know, I would go in the next door, get a glass of sugar or anything, cup of tea, leave the doors open, we can't do it now.
Yeah, I live in northern Finland, and it's like that now, like you're saying, 1960. I don't have to lock my front door. I don't have to lock my car door. And you just, I lost my wallet once in the street, had money in it, everything. Went to the police station the next day, there it was. Money's still there.
You want
to
get you now?
That wouldn't happen not in a city of that size.
You don't get a city in London?
Not, no way.
No, you get like Colchester, anywhere else.
Well, I hear that Colchester's gone really sort of rough going.
That's a city now. They claim that as a city, didn't they, now? Colchester. Colchester's a city now.
Yeah. All right, Matt.
Anyway, Matt. Real good.
Give him a rest. Thank you very much. It was very interesting to talk.
Can I sit
here? Do you mind if I sit here? I'm in the middle.
So you've got to be educated, man, because he knows a few things.
I'm in the midst of the action
yes,
here.
Yes, always as again.
So are you Jaywick native? Are you from around here? Are you native Jaywick?
Nah, East London.
A lot of people then. That's another one. Yeah. East London. Yeah. East London.
No one out. 99 out of 100 come from London.
East London.
Sorry, I'll just be
my.
Ask
him. Where, Mum?
You're on Cambridge. What's going on? No, is he from the social?
No.
No.
He comes from,
yeah, Texas. I was born in, got from there in Custom House.
Custom House, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an ancestor on my dad's mum's side who was born in Custom House. Same place.
Was she? Yeah.
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 Now, I remember, I was down here, Keith, we had a tap outside and an outside toilet. When we got from there, they moved to Samana Park, and we had a bathroom with running hot water. It was like Buckingham Palace.
Right.
Couldn't fucking believe it, yeah.
Wow, that was a serious move up. I don't think
that really was a serious move up.
It's the microphone. So how you moved out here when you were a long time ago?
No, 8 years ago. Right. Like a lot of London, a Foster's place.
It was a good woman.
Bought our properties in London for nothing. Sold them for a lot of money and moved out.
Well, and why did you want to move to Jaywick? Did you used to come on holiday here when you were younger or something? Or what was the
attraction? No, I've got a couple of mates down here. My missus always wanted to live near the sea. She passed away in February.
Do you have kids, grandkids?
Yes, great-grandkids, grandkids, and two kids.
All right. Are they living in London or are they in Essex as well?
No, they're in London, my kids.
Okay.
I've got a granddaughter lives round the corner and a great-grandson.
So, in your time in London, how do you feel it's changed?
Too many fucking n****s.
Straight
you
on the camera.
Me,
stop beating around the bush. Yeah. Come to the point. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I won't. It ain't London anymore. It ain't England anymore.
You asked the wrong person.
I asked a tactful man.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Wasn't
it? He used to be a diplomat.
He was the ambassador to Nigeria.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. How did you know?
You know, I was told that we ain't got in London.
Yes.
It's not London anymore.
And how has that changed things for the worse? What's the
problem? Oh, yeah, good news.
How? More crime or more disorder? Or what was the what's the problem with the coloured element?
It just ain't England anymore.
Okay.
We got a fucking foreign prime minister. We got foreigners in the House of Lords. Foreigners as MPs. Now you've got Scotland voting for Labour. What's the fucking matter with them?
So you feel that the...
You're not a Secret Service man, are you?
No. If anything, the Secret Service are after me.
Good. I hope they fucking catch
up. I like that as well, so that's all right.
I want to know what he's up to.
He's a complicated fella. I've known him a couple of years.
But he's filming you and what you call
it. He's just doing this thing, just this mini documentary for the internet. It won't be on TV, nothing like that. So you basically feel that in your lifetime the country has got rather worse?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's what you're in.
I was better off when I was fucking 8 years old.
What did you do for a living, if you don't mind asking, before you retired?
You name it, I've done it.
Diplomat, we established that.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a member of the diplomatic corps.
Yeah, civil service.
My occupation was a stevedore.
Right.
Do you know what that is?
I'm afraid I don't.
So they run out of bombs.
A skilled man employed loading and discharging ships. But mainly loading. We would send the ship out on an even keel.
Alright.
The skill come in it 100 years ago when the ship was wood. If you didn't load them in a level keel, they'd go out like that and sink.
Right.
The skill was loading it so where today ships it could load it all down one side and fill the other side up with water. Ballast tanks. So it'd go out on an even keel.
So this was what, in the docks in the East End, sort of
yeah,
water.
All gone now.
Yeah. And then after that, what did you do?
Floor lines, lorry driving. I used to have a class one licence, obviously, when I lost my leg, I lost my license.
Oh, did you lose your leg quite a while ago?
14 years ago.
Oh, okay. How old are you now, if you may ask?
84.
84, okay, so you were 70 when you lost your leg.
Yeah.
So, and you had to retire.
You wouldn't believe it, I woke up on my 70th birthday, that's when they operated.
Yeah.
They operated on the 8th, and I woke up on the 9th for my birthday.
And you joined the Long John Silver
yeah.
Brigade. Oh well, is it hard? Is it, I don't know. You sort of take it off at night and put it on in the morning.
For 13 years I was under Harold Wood Hospital. Brilliant, not slightest bit of trouble. That shut down and I got transferred to Billericay. Since then, this is my 9th leg in Billericay. And this is held on by suction. It's got a valve on the side. Don't ask me how it works, but
so
it's
the
does.
Knee. They did it at the knee.
No, it's below the knee.
Below the knee. Okay.
But it's a very good leg. But this is my 9th leg since Christmas.
And you don't have a stick, so you don't need a stick. You got a stick?
Yeah, I do use a stick ever since I lost my toes up with this foot.
Okay.
I never used a stick before then.
So before you lost the toe, the balance was all right on
yeah.
the
one leg? Yeah. But now all I've got is my little toe left.
On the other leg?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Oh, bloody hell.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's smoking. That's just smoking.
Yep, that's what caused it. Blocks your arteries. No blood gets through. Gangrene sets in. Chop, chop. I was in a coma for 2 weeks before they operated. I'd have died that night if they hadn't have operated. doctor.
Oh, good that they do.
A young Irish doctor, and he weren't a surgeon, he was a diabetic doctor. He called the emergency surgeon team in, and my doctor happened to be on that night. Mr. Hughes, very good man. But I'll get about, I'll drive.
Oh, you still drive?
Oh, yeah. I've got a Tiguan. Brilliant, Volkswagen Tiguan. Left hand, I've got two throttles. Push the right one up, the left one comes down. I use the left throttle. 7-speed automatic gearbox.
Yeah, I can only drive an automatic.
Yeah, brilliant. Best car I've ever driven.
Problem is, though, when you're driving an automatic, you end up going faster than you think you're going because you can't hear the brrrr. And then you're like, oh shit, I'm 20 miles over the limit.
Yeah, I find it the same and all.
Yeah. I live abroad, I live in Finland, and they're much more lax about speeding there. So you can go like 10 miles
well,
an hour.
Well, it's going crazy. Yeah, they're talking about fetching 20 mile an hour speed limit.
But also they're talking about how if you go over the limit at all, even by 1 mile an hour, then you get fined. Whereas in Finland, the speed limit, you let's say it's 50 kilometres an hour, you can go 10 over that, you're all right.
And get away.
Here you can't do that. You can't go well, 10 over.
I actually went on a speed awareness course for doing 22 mile an hour in the highway tunnel. It's 20 mile an hour in there. I got caught doing, on camera, 22 mile an hour and had to go on a speed awareness course.
2 mile an hour over.
Yeah.
In an automatic, it's so easy.
Yeah. And I asked the instructor who took the course, have you ever earned a living driving? He said, no. I said, what the fucking hell do you know about driving? All he was a driving instructor who learned out of a book. And he's telling me how to drive. I've driven fucking 40 foot, 70 foot steel on me. I've driven all over the world. Yeah. But that's so-called England.
Oh,
more like Bangladesh and that.
This at least seems to be an outpost of England. This hasn't the England of
yet. Yeah, it's England. You ask anyone from London who lives down in there, and most of them got the property down here the same way I did. Bought our council house, sold it for a nice few quid, and improved it, come down here. I've got a lovely bungalow up the top of the road, 3 bedrooms, brilliant.
Mm. Not much better than where you were brought up in...
Custom House.
Custom House.
Yeah. Oh, hot ride.
Right. I'll see you, well, see you when I see you.
Right.
See you later, mate.
Yep, got called up, done national service. I've been in the army.
So you were born 39?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the third from last intake. They stopped it 3 intakes after me.
Where did you go? Did you go to Korea or something?
No.
No, it's too young for that, too young for Korea. 39, 49, 59, 57, Suez.
My brother went to Suez, he was a Z reservist. He got called up again. He'd done 3 years and was a regular. And when the Suez started, he was on emergency to go out there. And I was laughing, I was hoping he was going to get called up. It'd go off out there again the way things are going. Oh, lady. And there's a French fucking bird on the telly. She sent in a question. Why is the USA and Europe not supporting Hamas? Where is her intelligence for letting that appear on her? Hamas is one of the worst terrorists in the world. and they're wondering why America isn't supporting them. Disgusting. And the Israelis will not let it go, they'll wipe them out.
Yeah, they certainly wouldn't...
They're not scared of anyone. And their Secret Service is brilliant.
Well, to be fair, if their Secret Service was that brilliant, how did this attack happen? I mean, it's a bit of a...
Well, nothing's happened for 50 years, has it?
No, it's not.
They've got a bit lax, but they will wipe out Gaza. And I support them, I do. There's always been trouble out there, hasn't there? Always. And it was after the Second World War that Israel was given that land. They lived there 2,000 years ago.
And left?
Yeah.
And decided to repopulate, which
was
very successful.
Oh, they won't let it go. No.
Go on, you haven't got 2 10 notes have you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I've got about 10 50. No, I've got about 30 50, I know. Do you want 5 hours?
No, that's it. 20
five.
Pen.
Oh, I'm fine.
You give me 20? Five.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Thank
you.
He's one of them for Jay.
No. You know who he's going to be.
Is he filming you all the time?
Yeah, he's my cameraman and my director and producer.
What a boring fucking job.
And he loves it.
Don't point that finger at me.
He loves it. It gets him up in the morning. He loves it.
What are you then, a reporter of something?
I'm various things. I have a YouTube channel and I'm an academic, a researcher. And we're doing this documentary on England, basically, and things like this. And so we've come to various places. We were in Oxford yesterday, and today Clacton and Jaywick. And then tomorrow, London. And just filming people about what's changing in this country and what their views are. And I've got to say, you've been one of the more lively and interesting interviewees.
Well, I think... Personally, I would immediately get rid of the House of Lords and all the Lords, and immediately get rid of a third of all MPs. Any director wouldn't get paid off of the government. They are sucking this country dry, the MPs. When how many foreigners landed in rubber dinghies this year?
About
200,000 that we know of. And we should have the power to put them back in a boat and send them straight back to France. They are breaking the international law coming here to claim asylum. You claim asylum in the first free country that you come.
Exactly. And England is the first free country if you're Irish or French or Dutch or Norwegian. Not if you're from Yemen. Or Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
I totally disagree with you.
I think you agree with me, but yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
And the country's in a state at the moment, isn't it? It is in a genuine state. And it's people... I'm lucky I'm comfortable. But there are people that are struggling.
Well, there are people that I'm 42, and there are people that are 20 years younger than me, and they go to university, for example, Oxford, where I was yesterday. And when I left university in 2002, about 25% of people went to university, and you could go straight from university into a job. Quite a good job. No problem getting a job. These people they leave university, they've got to pay tuition fees of 10 grand a year,
yeah.
And then there's no jobs, and the housing in London, anyway, where all the jobs are, is unbelievable, so they just live in a little shoebox, and it's terrible. And there are things, I think, that were worse in the old days. I mean, I remember when I started school in the 80s, they could still hit us, for example, which was something these young kids have never experienced. So there's things like that that maybe you could say have got better. But a lot of things have got worse.
Well, I personally think I had a better life when I was 8 years old than I'm having now.
How is it better? You said you were 8, you had no running water, you had no hot water, you were living in a little
because
tenement.
Because we had a better family life.
Oh, yeah?
I had two brothers, and we never went without a hot meal of the night. Never. I'm not saying my mum and dad had a hot meal of the night, but we did. Mm. We always got up to a breakfast. Honey porridge.
What did your dad do?
I think I had a better life than what there is going there.
What did your father do for a living?
He was an industrial civil servant.
Industrial civil servant?
Yeah. He worked in the Woolwich Arsenal.
Ah, okay.
All told, I think he'd done as a civil servant about 60 years. And then when he left, he went up to Scotland Shipbuilding in the war because he was a rigger in the Arsenal, and when he retired from the Arsenal, he actually met an old mate who was on the post office. He'd had about 50 years service in then, and he met, "What are you doing?" And his nickname was Willow. "What are you doing, Willow?" "Still down there." "Why don't you come on?" "No, I can't. I lose all my time." He said, "No, you wouldn't. You can transfer to the post office and your time still counts." Within a fortnight, he was on the post office and his time still counted. And in the post office, most all senior men got the choice of overtime. Well, when my old dad went there, he was the highest ranking postman who'd never done no overtime. So whatever he put his hand up to, he got. He'd never seen so much money in his life. The post office in them days was a brilliant job. And he used to work on the rail station.
Oh, on the railway, sorting it out.
Loading and unloading the train. He loved it. More money than he'd ever seen in his life.
And he was born about 1910?
He was 1910, my old man.
Yeah, yeah. Good guess, though.
Yeah. That's me lucky.
My old man was born in 1912.
Yeah, that's me lucky number, that is.
My grandfather was born 1912.
He taught me how to play cards and all, my old man. He was like a magician. He taught me how to read the cards. I never lost a game of cards, a three-card break. Never. And that wants some believing, I earned a living at it. Yeah, he used to play bridge, whist. He belonged to a bridge club. He was a clever man.
Did your mother work, or was she a housewife?
No. Mum worked in our local park, looking after the swings.
Okay.
And which we were, as free boys, we weren't allowed to go in there. Our mum would let us in there.
Okay, she climbed them and wrecked them.
Yeah, something like that. No, we had a... Oh, did we had a wonderful child life. Yeah. My mum and dad were wonderful people.
So was it safe? There was no feeling that if you moved from that area of the East End to a different area, you weren't safe. It was safe.
Yeah, there was none of this. It was safe. If a stranger come in and he was a wrong one, he weren't there long enough.
Yeah.
There was no nonsense walking the street like there is now. The nonsense are getting away with it.
Yeah.
A nonsense. gets hold of a kid, he goes into an open nick with all the other nonsense. They should go straight into a nick and get the treatment, stop boiling hot water in his ear hole.
Well, I remember talking to a guy, who was a British guy, but he was a builder in the Netherlands. I used to live in Holland, and he said he was inside for GBH or something, and he was in the kitchens, and they knew who the nonces were, because the nonces, the food was done separately from everybody else, because they were kept away from
the
prison.
And
they piss in the food and put nail cuttings in the food and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve it. So good.
Yeah. They're basically just trying to seriously hurt them, basically,
was the idea. Like, I hope he pays you well, do he? Don't point that at me.
It's an alright.
So what, you're making a documentary?
I said, yeah, a documentary about basically how England is changing, things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we're here today, Clapton earlier.
Behaving yourself.
He's been a very... He's
of
been
course.
A best behaved bloke so far that we've talked to.
Is he?
A best behaved.
How about that?
He hasn't used racist language or anything.
Of course he wouldn't.
I mean, why would he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Don't tell lies.
It's dead straight.
Yeah, I've only been to prison once, tell a lie three times.
What were you in for?
Hitting a security guard.
You hit him three times?
No, I only hit him once, he didn't get up.
That's all it needs.
And my old dad, that's how straight he was. I was in, went no, what, one first top and shot right. And I appeared at Barking Magistrates Court.
My old hometown.
Old Bill Post Bell. Thriller. Anything known in. Oh, no good. If old Bill Post Bell, you ain't going to get bail.
No.
Anything to say, no. I did put me in that. And I heard a voice at the back of the court. Well, I have been.
You're right. Loving this, aren't you? You are loving this.
And who was it, my old dad? In his post office uniform. Who are you? I'm Mr. Williams. That's my son. I'd like to come and speak to the court. Police were opposing Bell. I was a painter and decorator at the time because she's out of work. Well, at this time, Christmas. Most painters are out of work. You can't get work in the winter. Blah, blah, blah. Like a... Bell Browning, old Bill was gutted. Absolutely gutted. Oh, my other two went to Brixton and I come home. I went back a fortnight later. We got sent up to the Crown Court. And I was still out on bail. When we get there, said, if you plead guilty, you'll get weighed off the day, you won't get bird. When we get in there, heard you plead guilty, my mate guilty, and the other one, unbeknown to us, he'd been served his PD papers, penal detention, so he pleaded not guilty. So I lost my bail. And this is in Crown Court. My daddy was dead straight. He went to the clerk of the court and said, I want my son brought up and explained to him why he'd lost his bail. And they brought me up and explained to me in court, in Crown Court, why I'd lost my bail.
Like I said, and Mary Poppins.
My father said to the judge, he was told by the police that if he pleaded guilty, he would get weighed off the day with no prison sentence. And he told that to the judge. Mm. And the judge said, I'm very sorry. He pleaded guilty and he's going back on judge's demand. I went back anyway. I was in there a fortnight.
How long were you inside?
Only a fortnight. On remand in Brixton prison. And when I hit that security, he hit me son.
Hit your son?
Yeah. I pulled him from the arm bars and hit him. And he said that I ran away. Well, I had a dodgy leg then, and I had the only special witness represent me in court, my doctor.
Oh.
The expert witness stood here, and he was an old military man. Oh, I can't think his name now. Gone. And he was a character. And when he got into the witness box, he had his overcoat on and he went, flung his overcoat outside and put his hand on his hip like that. Dr. Black. Well, Black, that was my call.
That's the non-concluder.
He was the only expert witness in the court.
And he said you couldn't run?
He said he couldn't have run. He's got a bad right leg. So, in your opinion, did it? No, he didn't run. That man's made a mistake. And there's no one here who can question me because I'm the expert witness. I'll give him a bottle of scotch. Yeah.
So you were inside twice more after that?
No, I never went away. No, it was only once. It was only a minor offence, really. My mate done a year over it, but I didn't.
So your mate seriously beat someone up? Your mate seriously?
He's a security, and he was a giant of a man, eating kids. Well, not in them days, you'd get away with it now.
This was what? This was the 60s, 70s?
No, how old was my market? What's in there? 50 years ago.
Yeah.
This was originally published on Substack in January 2024 for paid subscribers only. If you would like to become a paid subscriber and support the Jolly Heretic for as little as the cost of a pint of beer a month, I would be most violently grateful. So see you over there at jollyheretic.com.